Now our request is Holiness Kadigoita Swami to speak. The temple president here, Sovas Prabhu, I believe introduced the speakers before, but in case any of you missed the introduction, His Holiness Ritadvija Swami has been very instrumental in encouraging and teaching and engaging young men, boys and young men, in the Krishna consciousness movement. He's served as a teacher in some of our schools, and he's taken the boys on summer tours, visiting different temples and helping with different festivals. And now he preaches mainly in Texas, Florida, and China. So, Hare Krishna. And His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami is my senior godbrother. And from early, he was engaged in editing Srila Prabhupada's books under Srila Prabhupada's direct instructions. And now he is a trustee of the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, which is entrusted with continuing to publish Srila Prabhupada's books, see them translated into different languages, bring out new translations and books in pursuance of the same philosophy and process and goal. And he himself is about to publish a book on the biblical book of Ecclesiastes, which seen in the light of Krishna consciousness. So we're all eagerly looking forward to that publication. And now I'll ask His Holiness Kadigoita Swami to speak.
Om Janati Lankasya Janjana Shakaya Akshun Jitam Jayam Jasmai Shri Guru Vajana Shri Chaitam Yavadistam Sahitam Jayam Bhute Shayam Guru Pakada Mayam Tathati Kapadam. Language friendly, that means I offer my respects to my spiritual master and to his predecessors, because as His Holiness Ritadvija Maharaj explained, we're receiving this process in a descending process, a descending line. As human beings, we have different aspirations in our life. I was staying in a friend's house one time, his high school yearbook was sitting around. And so I picked up and I was looking, and the students were saying what they wanted to be, and the one student said, I want to fix cars and have my own garage. And another student said, I want to meet Mr. Wright and have a lot of kids. And this is why the students had their aspirations. And we all do. That's natural. We have our career aspirations, we have our family aspirations, our social aspirations, some goals that we want to achieve. And this Krishna consciousness is meant for achieving the highest goal. The Vedic literature says, or asks, when should we approach a spiritual teacher? Why should I approach a spiritual teacher? What's the closest moment? And the answer given is that one should approach a spiritual teacher when one is inquisitive about the highest achievement. In Sanskrit, it's called Shreya-Bhuti, the highest benefit. I'll get some benefit from having my own garage, I'll have some benefit from my family life, I'll have some benefit from my college education. But what's the highest benefit in my life? What's the highest benefit that I could have? What's in my ultimate self-interest? When one is inquisitive about that, then one should approach a spiritual master or guru, a spiritual teacher. There are different ways of seeing what's beneficial, but the Vedic literature says that our real benefit comes when we understand our spiritual identity. The body that we live in has its beginning and its end, and the things that come to the body have a beginning and an end. My clothes, my house, my money, my family, my everything. They all have some starting point, and they have some ending point. That's the whole rules of that. But for the soul within the body, there's no beginning, there's no end. It's never born, it never dies. And that's our real self. But how to realize that real self? How to have an experience of that self, not just a theoretical understanding. You can. How to have a true understanding, you could say a scientific understanding, and an actual experience understanding of our real self. For that one, there must be some process. I had a teacher, talking about teachers, science teacher. How do you expect to learn this? By the process of osmosis. There must be some process by which we learn. And the Vedic literature says that to understand how to advance in spiritual understanding, we should approach a bona fide spiritual master. You say spiritual master, what does that mean? That's also sort of our local jargon, spiritual master. What is that? The Vedic literature says it's a person who's heard from the previous authorities. Even in ordinary science, the science teacher is the person who's heard from the previous scientific experts or his science professor. So the spiritual master, first of all, is heard from the line of succession that Tathagata Maharaj was speaking about, the line of experts. And he's also a person who has strong faith in the Supreme. Strong faith in God, strong faith in Krishna. It's not just theoretical, it's not this book, it's very interesting. But a deep understanding and commitment to the Supreme, to Krishna. So that person we approach when we want to understand the ultimate. The other benefits are there, they have their value. But it's not permanent value. and it's not the ultimate problem. Most of us are satisfied with those things. I get some money, I get a good job, I have a nice family, my business is done. But some few fortunate people will not be satisfied with that. They'll think there must be something more than this. There must be something more than that which ends and disappears. They're inquisitive. Why do I have to die? Why do I have to get old? Why do I have to get diseased? Why do I have to go through so many problems in this world? These are the sort of questions that occur to a very fortunate person. A very fortunate person. He asks the questions about the deeper meaning of life. And when those questions arise, and he's still more fortunate, then by Krishna's arrangement, by God's arrangement, he comes in touch with a qualified spiritual teacher. And by the grace of Krishna, and by the grace of the spiritual teacher, he gets the seed of devotional service, he learns the science of dedication in service to the Supreme Person, to God or Krishna. And that makes his life completely successful. There's education for science, there's education for music, there's education for social relations, there's dancing education, there's so many kinds. And this is the ultimate education. How to develop one's love for God, how to revive one's eternal relationship for God, so that one will be happy in this life, and at the end of life, return to the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Krishna. That opportunity is available for everyone. And today we're observing the ceremony of some fortunate, serious men who've taken this path, taken hold of this objective, and have had the good fortune to come in touch with a highly qualified spiritual teacher, His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. So we wish them all good fortune in their spiritual life and progress in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.